morning, Diane.
Jeffrey, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Listen, I want to apologize to you at the top of this discussion.
I
because
have a feeling.
We are really going to be digging into some descriptive food conversation, and I hope you had a good breakfast.
I haven't eaten yet.
Because this weekend is the 40th annual La Festa Italiana. Mm-hmm. 40 years they've been doing this.
Wow.
I had a wonderful conversation with Larry Pence, who's one of the event co-chairs, and he was talking to me a little bit about the history. This was started in 1984 by some families who lived in Little Italy. And obviously, they wanted to celebrate the immigrant culture here in Omaha. Lots of Italians immigrated and worked in meatpacking and railroad, and they wanted to just continue to support their culture. And the very first La Festa Italiana was at the Civic Auditorium.
Really?
And it was the largest crowd they ever had. So there was clearly a lot of desire and interest in celebrating all things Italian, particularly the food. So the current location is at the Palazzo, which is the Heritage's event center out at 132nd and Fort. They typically draw between 8 and 10,000 people. And it's been 10 years here at this particular location. Now, one thing that's very interesting is that all of the food is done by volunteers. There are no vendors, per se, like when you go to other festivals and you see food trucks and things like that. So when you think about feeding 8 to 10,000 people, it takes literally hundreds of volunteers many months. So Larry told me they started cooking back in June.
Wow.
So things that can wait in a freezer for the big party do. So a couple statistics to throw at you. They have made 7,500 meatballs.
Wow.
1,700 pounds of Italian sausage. And this week they worked on the pastries, so they made 5,400 cannoli and 5,000 biscotti.
Wow.
In addition to 240 gallons of
sauce.
Gotta
have sauce.
Gotta have sauce. So what will be available? Let's talk about that. Obviously, there will be pasta, like the picture we posted this week.
Mm-hmm.
With meatballs or sausage, meatball and sausage sandwiches. Usually they put that pepper concoction on the
killing me.
On the sausage. When I was 9 years old, I learned how to make Italian sausage with my dad.
Wow.
So it's a
Do
very
you still make it?
No, I don't still make it, but I love to eat it. There will be stuffed peppers, fried ravioli with marinara
and
sauce.
Fried ravioli, that's sort of a Midwestern
I think
thing.
So, too.
Omaha, St. Louis, I think.
I remember eating that at Coniglia's as a child. Yeah. Sicilian pizza.
Sicilian pizza. And that's a little bit different crust.
It is, right. I'm glad you asked. There is a very specific dough that goes into making Sicilian pizza that is made special by Rotella's for this festival.
Oh, nice.
I can't wait to have a piece of that. And then, of course, there will be seafood, shrimp scampi, calamari.
Mm.
How about the sweets? I know you have a sweet tooth. Cannoli, biscotti, gelato. Have you heard of zoppole?
Zoppole.
I hope I'm saying that right. It's basically that same dough fried like a sopapilla, dusted with sugar. They make them to order.
Yeah, I've had that. Yes.
Larry was telling me they keep that booth open till the very bitter last moment because people just stand there and get another and get another.
Yeah.
Now, there's two dishes I wanted to really kind of dive into a little bit. One is chicken Sicilian. So I did a little research on this week, and I actually made chicken Sicilian last night with the intention of bringing you some leftovers, but there just weren't any.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was so good. So you cook it with olives and capers and cherry peppers and mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Had a really nice sauce with olive oil, butter, sometimes a little wine.
Mm.
Why not wine?
And today is National Wine Day.
Today is National Wine Day, which is perfect for Italian food. So it has a real nice savory and a little bit of a tangy taste. And then the one I'm really looking forward to is Fassamato. It's an Italian meatloaf where they roll out the meat into a 10 by 12 pan. Get ready. They top it with pepperoni, provolone, and hard-boiled egg, and then they roll that up and bake it. So when you go to La Festa Italiana, you can buy a whole one to take home, or they'll bake it for you, slice that up, and put some of that homemade sauce on it. How you doing? Are you hungry?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. You know, the provolone thing is interesting because in St. Louis, Provel is sort of the cheese, and it's local to the area. And it's a combination, I think, of mozzarella and provolone. But recently, been getting into more provolone on the pizzas.
Yes, I have too.
Just
interesting.
Mozzarella. Yeah, it's an interesting thing.
Well, a couple details. It's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday all day. Yeah. You can park there or you can take a shuttle from Kelly Field at 126 and Fort. You can get your tickets on site or discounted at Hy-Vee. I can't wait to go. I asked Larry, he's been doing this for a long time, what his favorite part is, and he said people watching. That's the best thing about festivals. So I can't wait to go and try everything and do some people watching. Maybe I'll see you there your meatloaf.
I'm a people watcher, but in this case, I'm a food eater. So
fair enough.
Okay, Diane.
Well, buon appetito. Mangia bene.
Grazie. Ciao. That's Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie, another edition of Dish Omaha.